Started at the Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 10th of Shvat, 12th of January, Rabbi Yisrael Sholem Aran, Parshas B'Shalach. This week's Turaway has been sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas Moros Martel Bas, Rav Meir Rafael Oleo Sholem.
Parsha is Shabashira, the Parsha that we discussed about. We named the Shira, the Kriyas Yamsuf. And just to say two separate points, Vinegay the Parsha. First one is the Shloh in Parsha's boy, Shloh HaKadosh. He explains that, brought down another Sfarim as well, that every nation in the world, the Shivim Roshan, have a Sar, have a Malach that represents it, that advocates for it, Lamala and Shemayim. They're called Sorim, ministers, but there's a Malach for every nation of the Shivim Roshan. And we took other Sorim to discuss when two nations wage war with each other, it's the Sorim, Lamala, which are really fighting. Others sort of explained that the first in every nation is the Tsar, is the Melech. The next is the Melech, the king in this world. And then there's the nation. So the Shlo says that the Tsar of Mitzrayim, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, is called the Bechoyim because it is the Rishis of all the other Tsarim. There's Ayin Tsarim, there's Ayin nations, 70 nations. And the Rishis, the one which the leader, the most Choshev, is the Tsar of Mitzrayim. And that's why it is called the Bechoyim. Ben Ishchai in Parshas Yisro explains that's why the Pasuk in Tehillim, when it discusses Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says, Yimru Geulei Hashem Asher Goalo Miyatzor Umi'artzo Iskibtzo Mimizrach Umi'mayim. So he explains, because being that the Tsar of Mitzrayim, the Malach that represents Mitzrayim, encompasses within, it's not just the leader, encompasses all the other nations. So when we left Mitzrayim, in a way, this was the seed of us leaving all the other kolosim that we will ever have in any other nation, and that's Yimru Geulei Hashem Asher Goalo Miyatzor Umi'artzo Iskibtzo. We were gathered from many nations, Mimizrach Umi'mayrav. That's how the Ben Ishchai wants to read it to explain why we leave Mitzrayim, the Pasuk can talk about. That's why we're talking about other nations. So he wants to learn Pshat, because leaving Mitzrayim was already also leaving the kolos of all the Umayis, and that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is the seed for all the later Geulas. And this Mapola, this townful of the Tsar of Mitzrayim, came to completion by Kriyas Yamsuf. We know that the Tsar of Mitzrayim was chasing Klal Yisrael. Yehinei Mitzrayim, Ritim Achareim. Rashi brings down that they saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim in the Katrig. And Chaim Vital wants to say in Davening, we say, Ritveyem is Shlacht v'mtzoylos. It says Ritfeim Mishlacht Vemtzeilis is Rosh Hatevis, Eresh Heves, which is Rohov, which he says is one of the names, there's different names called Ale Chazal for the Malach, which was in charge of Mitzrayim. So he says Ritfeim Mishlacht Vemtzeilis is the Rosh Hatevis of that Malach, Eresh Heves, Rohov Sashal Mitzrayim, because that was his Shlacht Vemtzeilis was destroyed from its Shtela of being Sashal Mitzrayim in the depths of the Yamsuf. So there's a very interesting Grosha, given about over 270 years ago in the city of Metz by Jensen Eifschitz, was given on Tes Teves in Sinyaris Dvash Drush Beis, where in the middle he discusses this idea of the Tsar of Mitzrayim, and he says a great Chiddush. He says, read out a few lines of him, Avolda, this is in Drush Beis in the middle, the Grosha gave Tes Teves, Avolda, Kishivim Nefesh. The 70 nefesh which came down to Mitzrayim in Neged Shivim Sorim Shib Markovo, Shehem Shivim Loshen Shal Shivim Umois. So the 70, we know we came down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov with 70, so each one was connected to Shivim Sorim, the Negedom him Shivim Nefesh Lebeitz Yaakov. The Da, he brings down from a sefer called Bris Menucha, which is a very early Kabbalistic sefer, highly praised by the Arizal, already praises him. Avoda, Kishivim Nefesh, him Neged. He says there's such a thing called Malochim Duchrim. I'm just translating Malochim, which are Schorim. the Yesh Malachim Nukvim, Kenoida, again, this is not Noida to me, but this being some action to me about it, the Ayin Bris Menucha Sheherach Bezeh. But I did try, honest, to look up the Bris Menucha, but it's a real, real Kabbalah Sefer, I couldn't make head of tail, it's not that Ilam can, but the reason the Ayin definitely could, and he says, Ayin Bris Menucha Sheherach Bezeh. The Chol Shivim Sorim, he says, all the 70 Sorim of all the 70 nations of Kulam Duchrin, Chutz Misorim Shom Mitzrayim, Shehina Keva. Now, it's important to note, before we talk about the, we're talking about the gender of Malachim here, that's in Olam Hazeh, in the physical world, we have Chorim and Kevas, yeah? We're talking about Malachim. Malachim are spiritual entities, yeah? So it doesn't mean the same way that we think, but it means a certain representation in a Ruchnistic concept of a Duchrin, a Ruchnist concept of a Kevas. So he says, again, this is a Chiddush, I have never seen this till I saw this year as Dvash. But he brings a Kenoida from the Bris Menucha, which is a very early Sefer. He says, Chutz, I mean, the Yaris Dvash himself is close to 300 years ago. Yes, so it says, Chutz Mishtorah Shal Mitzrayim Shehina Keva. Ulekach Ksib, very interesting. He says, why is Mitzrayim called Ervasa Oretz? And why is Mitzrayim Shtufei Zima? Because he says, their nation is represented by a Tsar, which he calls in a Keva. And he says, Vegam Molik Shofim, yeah, we know, Machshef Alei that the Issa and the Torah of doing witchcraft is said in Lashon Nekev, Machshef, a witch. Yeah? Now, a man who practices witchcraft is also Le'os Echiv Misa. So Chazal say, from Zayach, from Shemal HaTorah say it as well, because Rav Chshofim is by Nekevis, they're more susceptible to do witchcraft. So Chazal, he brings it from Zayach as well. He says, that's why it was Molly, yeah? Machshef Le'Ischai, the Rav Chshofim Benukva. He says, V'zeh Shomu B'medrish, he brings the Medrish in Yalkut. It says, Lasususi Brichli Paroi, yeah, the Possum Shashirim. It was Nidma during Yamsuf to Paroi, the Tsar of Mitzrayim that he followed. He saw like a Sus Nekeva. He says, why Sus Nekeva? He says, Vaitas this din. And then he says an amazing thing. His man Marachan is, he says, why do you think the Gzeira of Paroi, the Kach Kol Gzeiras Paroi, Hoysal as Chorim? Yeah, remember, called a Pas Techayim. Why was there no Gzeira on? On the girls, only on the bonnets. We know Rashi, because the stargazer saw that Moshe Rabbeinu would be born a Mashiach and Shel Yisrael. He brings under the pshat that Bastechayim Kisa Shelahem Mogin Baad Mekevus, being that the Sar in the Shemayim, the Malach, is considered in the Ruchnistic sense, it calls it a Sar of Nukva. Therefore, it came out in this world that Pari was it was Mogin on the Kevus, and therefore the Gzeira was only on the Scharim. But the Kach Omru Gamba Makas Bechoyres, this is Medrash, and not just the oldest, if the oldest was a girl, they also had Makas Bechoyres applied to them as well. So the Kach Omru Shafil and the Kavis Milku, Hayyos HaSar, since the Sar, which is Nikra Bechoyim, the Sar was also had its beginning of its downfall, had its grace of downfall during Makas Bechoyres, so therefore, the Kavis also, if the oldest was a girl, also had to. And he's Marach with this, and he says that the Chabad represented the Sar, that's the Nekeva from the Shimon Lashon. He carries on, it's very interesting, he talks about Yavon, he says it was Kahos, and that's for Yitzhi Kahos, four against Yavon, he says it's Chabad's son, four against Moshe Parah, and he goes down to this thing. Well, that's the Chiddush of the Yaris Dosh. Now, the Chidah brings down this Yaris Dosh, and in a Sefer called Simchas HaRegel, and he wants to answer the famous question of why is there no Pidyon Abbas? Hey, we know Pidyon Aben, I can only talk about my oldest was a girl. Filled it up, can't make a pidyon aven. Yeah, but we're very happy. We missed it, can't do it. It's a mitzvah that you can only do if you're Yisrael. Yeah, and your wife's not a bas koyin ichlish. And you have to have an oldest boy, Peterechen. So why is it, and the Pasuk says, because the during Makas Bechoyres they were saved. During Makas Bechoyres there was all the Bechoyri Mitzrayim, other nations who were in Mitzrayim, were killed. And the Eden was saved. So Hashem says, if to a pidyon, yeah, we do a pidyon aben, pidyon of the bechirim. Now the Medrash says that even the oldest girls did. So why is there no pidyon habas? And just to underline this in Shulchan Aruch, everyone knows this. You know the minig of Erev Pesach for the bechirim to fast. So Shulchan Aruch says, who did the oldest girls should fast? Yesh mishoi v'mkaber. Then he says, the Ramah adds on, the haminig einakid. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah explains this. Mamash is pshat. He says, what's the reason why they should fast? Because the Makas Bechoyres, reason why Bechoyim fast, one of the reasons is because, Pashto reason is because they were saved from the, because even though it was Makas Bechoyres, the Eden one killed. Yeah, like, Namashkes, Lovey, Yodik, Secho. Yeah, so what did the oldest girls were? And that's why the Halacha, the Mishma Chava brings down Yesh Misha, even though the oldest girls were also fast. We don't do it, the Ramah, as we know we don't do it. The Ramah says, that Minik Inikin, says the Mishna Berurah, really, sure, just the reason why not, is because there's no Kedushas Bechoyim, we never find the Torah doing. But Hagufa Kasha, what's the pshat? So So the upshot in the Maaseh Rikeach says upshot, because for a resume, I think the Gemara it means that the whole problem was because Eilu Eilu Avodah Zarah, Eilu Eilu Avodah Zarah. So the men who did Avodah Zarah had a kitrug on them. So the fact that they were saved during Machzor Chayes, the greatest ness, the ladies not chus noshim sukkalias, and therefore they never had this kitrug. That's one pshat. But the chidos of the Andrei pshat, he uses this Yaris Vash. He explains that the whole gzeira, why, like the Yaris Vash explains why the oldest girls, even though they're not really bechorim, were killed in Mitzrayim, was because Hayes Hasash Shalehem was the kaver. So he says any other nation of the Ayin Loshen, which were in Mitzrayim at the time of Makis Bechoris, which were also in Bechoy Parin and Bechoy Ashvi, yet all nations in Mitzrayim, the oldest were struck. He says, but then it was only the Schor, like it says in the Pasuk. This Medrash that even the Kavis is only referring to the Mitzusha girls of another nation, not. And Klan Yisrael was a Goy, a pair of Goy. We know Chazal says they were separated with Mitzion and Beloshen and clothes and how they acted, because that was themselves. So they were a separate nation, so they were only in danger, the whole nest was only klapa their schorim, not klapa their caves, and that's why there's no pidin avas. That's what the Chidah wants to use this Yaris Dvash as a teretz. Emes, it's not such a saying, it's not such a dava posha that we're quoting, because Hilchos Yom Kippurim in Tofish Yotes, which the Brewer brings down from the Mogen Avraham, that the halachas, we do in Yom Kippur many things to be lezdam oislam malachim. Yeah, many, like one of the things we wear white clothes and kippah. Size for the kittel is Indian to wear white clothes is to be doing to a malach. There's a minig brought down that does it. There's a minig brought down in halacha and shulchan aruch. Yesh noigim to stand the whole yom kippah. Why? Because it says the medrash time. Yeah, the medrash time yom kippah were all like malachim. So Mishnah Berurah says that women shouldn't stand the whole yom kippah. All right, very interesting. What's the issa to stand? Just say there's no Indian to stand. There's no in lamu. My theory is that Pasha, because it's fasting, he's like, if it's Nishtok and Indian, don't do it. That's my theory. He doesn't say this is Ein Lamoid, because of this Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham has a medrash, a Tarshus of a Possible Mishli, E Giborim, this Possible Mishli of a city of warriors, but it's written Chosah, so it can be read E Gvorim. And the medrash Tarshus that Lamala, by the Malachim, the Loshna medrash is Ein Nakvus Lamala. But all angels represent Zachros, represent male masculinity, not an akvus, and therefore la halacha lemaisa. All the demons, the priest can talk about if a woman davens at home on Yom Kippur, not the minion, that she say baruch shem loud. And the priest, lemaisa, I think most places they do. It's a discussion why. And the mishnah brings down they shouldn't stand because they can't be medamot to halacha. And there's other demons like the idea of white clothes. Mishnah Berurah says they can still wear white clothes because they do the covered hayoyim, not just for the malachim, but the mogen avraham himself says they shouldn't because they ain't as dumb as the malachim, which we've got some conception. So how does that stim with this whole? Again, we have to know malachim is saying we don't know what malach is bichlal. So like, start talking about the chilukim. The malachim is difficult, but in halacha it's gebracht. Ain't nakvus that they can't be mizdama has ramifications in regards to shmeina esra, in regards to kedusha, where we keep our feet together. But just the maramokim, for those who want to see how it stims, I found that Leif Simcha in Likutim he discusses. He doesn't bring the Yaris Vash. He brings theories from Zoya to Medrash on this Indian, and whoever wants can have a look there. It looks like there's also a Chayim of Kavachayim, not in Sefer Kavachayim, on Pekadim and Lezer, and Pelagi, also has a discussion of this Levisa. But that just is an interesting Kuda, and again, Sash and Mitzrayim. That was the first point. Second point is the famous Gemara of Soch. Gemara says, Omer Reb Shizvi, Meshur Reb Lezer, Azariah, Koshin, Mezoinish, Shalodom, Kikriyas Yamsa. It's a difficult thing. Zayin shalom, Maran Saita. Omer Rabba Machon, Omer Biyechnem. Kosher lezavkon kekriyas yamsuf. Shiduchim, person lezivuk, also difficult as kriyas yamsuf. And everyone, I think most people can relate to those things. Anybody who knows anybody in shiduchim and everybody himself has been in shiduchim. Yeah, it's not something which is an easy thing of just putting on tefillin. It's a kosher. It's a ganze koshi. Speak to any shadkan, I'll tell you. It's kosher kekriyas yamsuf. Mezoinus, we know to everyone who does this little shtadlus, we know the klola, mezoinus, apecha, teicha, lechem, till we bring the piece of bread to the table, and even then, Gavna wants to take away, and till you get it to your mouth, mezoinus, apecha, teicha, lechem, kepshutai, no, it's very easy Gemara to understand. Koshin, mezoinus, shenodo, it's not hard. We all experience it difficult. What is hard to understand, chayra, is what is so difficult about kriyas yamsuf? In yeah, there was light for the Klal Yisrael and darkness for the Eden. Ani Hashem sheichanti beitipashel b'choyl, tipashel inu b'choyl, or makas b'choyus. Ish or mine together, Makas Borah. Those are easy things. But to split the sea, oh, this is shit. What's it mean? I mean, it's a nest. It's something impossible for us to do. That's the measuring rod, the medida. That's the difficulty. Oh, when we discuss very difficult things, we say, oh, the kriyas kamsa, it's all mess, it's all hard. The chichas v'sholom yesh kushi lemala. Is anything more difficult and less difficult? Klapi the revenge. Who goes? Oh, but yeah, who goes? There's no shaila. They're all difficult. All the nistim are difficult. Kosher, oh, kriyas kamsa. That's the medida. That's what we're going to use as the measuring rod. Oh, when we describe difficult things, kriyas kamsa. What's the unique difficulty? What's the kushi? What? Why is kriyas kamsa more shver than the other? Listen, the other makas, I'm saying, was it greater? Was it on a larger scale? Is it more harder? I mean, the makas were on a very large scale as well. They lasted longer, 7 days. Chayra, you're talking to say a pshat. As we mentioned, Rashi says, Klal Yisrael looked up, and they see, Hine Mitzrayim, Reitim Achareim. And Rashi brings down the pshat, there was the Malach, it was the Sar Shal Mitzrayim, being the Katshig Lemala, and saying, Halalu oiv de avi de zara, v'halalu oiv de avi de zara. Yeah. You mentioned it's only the Klapi the men, but either way, there was a kitchen. Klal Yisrael had just gone through an education, an experience of 12 months, a year of the Makkas. Yeah, 210 years of Golos, 25 years of Shivut, and now nothing. And the Mitzrayim were doing this generation, really. Generations of suffering, of the Yidden at the hands of the Mitzrayim, and there's no, the Eivishter holds back. And then they all of a sudden saw the Middah connected Middah. And every Makkah, like Chazal say, and in every Mitzri who had done, according to how much he had done, that's how much he suffered throughout the Makkahs. And they saw this over and over again, and they were internalized, and they saw the whole Deroch of Mishpat of Hashem. If a Mitzri 30 years earlier had done a small thing wrong, that small thing was also punished to the Medida, to the Diktok of the Eivishter. Exactly, called the Roch of Mishpat v'Chaloyim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yivatru, and like they saw, as Bereishis Barah Elokim, the Midas Hadin, they saw there's a Keshbon, and there's no way out. Maybe a Mitzri who saved the Yid one day got his reward for saving the Yid that one day, that if it existed, and then the next day that he did the he got punished for that. There was no, they lived this, they internalized it, they had the most visceral education of a year. In the vein of Leman, Tedun, Ke'ani Hashem, the care of the Oretz, yeah, there's no such thing, Shishkan Hefkevet. And they saw it. And the Malachim weren't lying. It doesn't say, by the way, it doesn't say Halalu Oyv David Zorah, Halalu Ovad in the past David Zorah. Halalu Oyv David Zorah, Halalu Oyv David Zorah. Yeah? Shtey, Vavayim, Choyma, Vavinam, Yismoylam, Choyma Mitavo, Choyma Onavo, Vechema, Pesel, Icha, went through them, the Halalu Oyv David Zorah. It wasn't a lie, the Malachim weren't lying in a kitchen. It wasn't a made up, it wasn't a, so they were terrified. Yeah? Hamibli ain't Kvorim b'Mitzrayim. They understood the Sekenish Gain Andish. If there's a Taina of Halalu Oiv David Zorah, which only came now because now Klal Yisrael had to be chosen one nation over the other, and they weren't on the level that they should be because they both have a common denominator of Halalu Oiv David Zorah, Sekenish Gain Andish. Yeah, well, materially punished for that, there is fine. But now to save one over the other, and there's a Kitruv, it's Taka, very double kosher. And the Kala Ben Shoyel, what's Taka Pshat? How Taka was that Kitruv answered? How taka, if that's the difficulty, if we're right to say that was the grace of Koshi, because it's something which goes neged l'chayra from the tainas of the Mekatrig, which seemingly goes neged our understanding of the Mishpat of Hashem, then what's taka pshat in the Kriyas Yamsav? How taka did the sea split? I think I once saw it somewhere.
Well, why do you think Halala Avodah Zarah is only a problem at Kriyas Yamsav and not by all the Makkas?
I'm not saying it's... I have found it said by Makkas B'chayrat as well. Like Chazal say here.
But why?
So I understand it because it was
so now the Shazara, then the same thing with
so now, because now was one nation who chose over the other. If you could punish one.
Ashish is Elohim. And Elohim.
Yeah, but he wants to know why was it. What's that over here?
Ashish is because they were both standing, or could it be, both could have died.
That's what I think as well. Because here it was saving one over the other, expense of the other. So you have to look at them together. That's how I understood it. One nation deserves to be punished, and punished. The other nation will wait a different time when it's more or less
Osman vanished. You flash him that the Rebbeim didn't give the market to the.
Yes, yeah, because this nation deserves to be punished. It's more or less Osman. This one will come later.
Yeah.
There's a terrifying psukim in Yecheskel that says the sin of Kavusha, because after 900 years Hashem held back from the Averis, but even did the Mitzrayim, it was covered over. In Yecheskel, Kapitel Chof, it talks about you did the Averis in Mitzrayim, and the Averis held back till now. says every nation has its time when it gets judged. But when it's one against the other, so now one has to be Mumia. You can't say, oh, he's the Rosh, he's the Tzaddik. You're now choosing one over the other. You're destroying one to save the other. He'll destroy one. This nation, that's how I understood it. But Chazal say it here, like Chris Yamsen. So the Pshat I once saw that in the Negev this year is that we have to think a bit about the Yamsen. We don't have to think about the sea. What is the sea? You know, a person goes imagine a person goes in a rowboat and he's rowing, slowly the shore recedes and he looks around and everything is the Zelbazach, it's very nice. The weather can change, the waves can get bigger and go smaller, but wherever he looks, he just sees from horizon to horizon, water is everywhere, and it's garnish. There's nothing to, it gets very boring apparently, all he sees is flat. The waves, there's nothing to see. On the land, on the other hand, there's lots of deserts, there's mountains, there's lots of things. But on the sea, everything, Chazal explained, the Loshna Pasuk, Yikovu Hamayim, the Sea Roe HaYibosh. The Yibosh is something which is revealed, it's something which is visible. We see the sea, Emes, it's all calm. Kamayim La Yom Mechasa. And, on top, it's all flat, it's all flat. There could be waves, less waves, but eventually it's all the same thing. It's just water. What about the person who goes under the water? The person who goes a bit of diving? It's like Oilam Amloya, There's parts of the sea which is mountainous, there's parts of vegetation, and there's creatures, the Cholmash Yesh Bay Abosha Yesh Bayam, and there's a whole world, there's a whole Ulam Umloya, the underwater world, deep down of the person growing there on the top, he has no idea what's going on, a whole hierarchy, there's animals in this sky, as I was saying, there's fish, different types of fish, and there's vegetations, and there's flora, and then there's parts of the sea which are desert-like, and there's parts which are flat. Ganze Ulam, aber Kimayim, Liyam, Chasa, on the sea, and Chazal, it's very moving. Chazal say, "Ha'olim hazeh doimel ha'bosha, ha'olim abo doimel ha'yam." Okay, that's Chazal. So one of the pshatim is, "Ha'olim hazeh doimel ha'bosha," because it's revealed. It's something we experience. We live in olim hazeh currently. Ha'olim abo, ayin le'rosa. It's something which is covered. It's doimel ha'yam. It fully exists. It's there. But we're like the person on the robot, on the rowboat. The way we mazeh this nation, we know, we believe it. But ayin le'rosa, it's not something which is visible. It was once in history, Eimo, when the sea split, when the Olam HaMechusa, well, some Sfarim say the Olam HaEskasia, all of a sudden became revealed, and Klal Yisrael was Be'yabosha of the Soich HaYom, in this hidden world, Klal Yisrael went. What did Klal Yisrael say when they went, when it was revealed? Read to my Hashem, says, Matitzak Elai. What do we do when we're Tzaras? We daven. There's even Midrashim that say that the whole Tachlis was a claim that Kedei that Klal Yisrael, you know, see the Chag Vesel, it was Kedei that Klal Yisrael should daven. Klal Yisrael daven, and then all of a sudden Matitza Kelai, just go in the sea. So, before I should talk about it, but one of the Havanas are, what happened when they went into a different place? What would Klal Yisrael say during Kriyas Yamsuf? Zer Keili Vanveil, the point of the thing, Magazim and Shira. What did Parah when Mitzrayim also went into the hidden place? Also went into the secret, the covered places. They also went by a Boshel Asechayam, and they said Erdoif Asik Achalik Shalom. They went Neged Alufi Shaloylam. They went Neged Hashem and Uva'amoy and his nation. On the surface, there could be a time of Alolo Oiv David Zorah, Alolo Oiv David Zorah. And the revealed place that could sometimes be a kitruk. You have to try and make sure there isn't. There's in the reverse of a ba'oimik nafsham, there's no shaykhus, there's no comparison. And matitza keilai, don't believe the chattering of the melochim who are saying, elu, elu, they're not seeing the oimik. Go into the makoimus amachusim, go into the yam, go into the hidden places. There you'll see this, there's no shaykhus, there's no comparison. There's no, you can't put them on the same scale. Halal oim david azar, there the mitzrayim or neged Hashem, erdev, asik, achalik shalom, klal Yisrael, mit the pesel, micha, scream, zek, eli man meu. There's no comparison, but oimik, there's no halal and halal. And that's the one of the things that was revealed as they went into a more oimik place, a more hidden place. Forget, Khan, the case of Mesim Nateris, by the way, is from by the Shir Sayyam. But it's going back to the Chazal that we started, that we mentioned. Kosher, Mzeinish Shalodah, Pekriyas Yamsuf. A person is Mechuyiv to do Ishtadlis, and very interesting Loshan from the Altar of Kelm. In Chosman Musa, he says a person is Yeshiv, the Lachshiv Tachbulois. He's thinking of stratagems of how to make money. He says, you have to think of Tachbulois. So it's interesting. Normally, when you see the feeding son, talk about Ishtadlis, he's going to work, a laborer. He's talking to a person who thinks he's talking to a businessman, actually, in his letter. He says he's thinking stratagems of how to make money. And Ba'oisei Rega, part of his brain is all my stratagems, what's giving me the Havana to make the stratagem, and what's going to make the Tachbulois actually work. And everything is gone, the Shazat's the Ivishta, but he says it can't affect the Shtadl Zaychnish. You have to do that. He says, he gives an interesting moshel. He says it's like somebody like Elisha when he was Mechaya Mason, he stayed in the Psukim, yeah, the Naftari, we learned it. He breathed onto the warmed up the body. He says everybody knows you warm up a body, he says Gomesh. Yeah, you can warm up a dead body, it doesn't come alive. And you can breathe into a dead body, you can't do mouth to mouth resuscitation after somebody's dead. He says Gomesh, he goes next, Chisa Mason. He says what he was doing, he says, I'm Sipri Mukubolin. Explain what every Mason what he was doing. He says, oh, but he says, Poshan, it's a nest, it's the Eivishter. Yeah? But he still had to do it, whatever the reasons why he had to do it. He says, Obazak, you're thinking Tachbulis, and the Tachbulis have to make sense, he says, and they have to be there. He says, I'll read the Koshim and Migdash, and he says, think of the Eitzadas, and that's why it's Eitzapetho. But the idea is, you have to look beyond Koshim and Zaynas, you have to look deeper. Don't believe the outside, the external of seeing that this is what caused this, and this was game. Sus Vereichwe Rabbayom, I saw from the Italian shore. He says, Sus Vereichwe Sibba Umasoivid. The thing that causes and that gets caused was Rama Bayom was thrown into the sea. It says, Al Zer Keli Vameus, Al Zer Evishta. And he says, that's why Koshim Zoinis Shal Adam Kikriyas Yamsov. And as Maral says, it's also on the Gemara and Saita of a Koshim Zavgon Kikriyas Yamsov. He says, and people can get married and people can be good friends. And we're talking about something beyond, we're talking about Zavkon, building a connection, a zivug of two people coming together. He says, I'm very exact. He says, on a certain level, it's impossible, he says. He says, two people to come together. He says, you'll end up with one. He says, Ba'etzim, if two people come together, it's Shver Azach. Koshel is Zavkon. He says, you have to go deeper. Shem Shepard Safayim Shainas, Kach Deyesayim Shainas. And by men and women, they still have different parts of things. So, Shtel Zachfor, the Deyesayim Shainas, and the nature and the characters, and everything's different, he says. So, how you have a zivug? Samaral, how do you have a zivug? He says, you have a zivug. He says, you have to go deeper, beyond the parts of fame, beyond the Deyesayim, and you find that, you go all the way back to the Neshama, you find that Uimuk, that Kriyas Yamsav, and there, where there they can join, then there's a Zavkon, and then it goes out to everything else for Shteitzach. He says, the Koshel is Zavkon, the Kriyas Yamsav. That's the Nekuda of Sailagab Mezinus, and Sailagab Zivugon, and that is the one of the things I saw, a lesson from Kriyas Yamsav. Klali Sol Gein Arai, Ma Pitza Kelai, to understand that within us there's an Oimuk that is beyond, that is pure, and that is no Shaykhis to you, the Goy. Please, let's go to everyone.
Beautiful. Kana kashan rats ne kokh un zakh ye sar